Well, the bow deer hunting season is well underway. The gun hunt will begin on November 22nd this year. Larry Mueller here. And with us to talk about it is Dan Small. He's the host and producer of the TV show Outdoor Wisconsin and Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, also a contributing editor with Wisconsin Outdoor News. And his annual Deer Hunt Wisconsin show is out next week, and talking with him about all things deer hunting and, of course, about the show as well. And if you have questions or comments about this year's deer hunt, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, the number 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Dan Small, welcome back. Good to have you with us again.
Larry, it's always great to talk with you. And yes, it is deer season.
It is deer. It's going hot and heavy right now for the bow hunters. The gun season starts November 22nd. And I imagine you're looking forward to hunting during this gun season.
I certainly am. I'm going to be hunting probably two places. Our land up in Bayfield County, where we usually open the season, at least for the first weekend. And then I have some friends down in Dunn County who have a lot of land and a lot more deer, and we usually clean up there if we need venison, which happened last year. That was the case last year.
Yeah, I understand. I've been up in Bayfield County myself for many years, and some are better than others, for sure. But what about your TV show, Deer Hunt 2025? Tell us about it. Yeah. How do you put it together?
My goodness. It's about a year in the making. We start shooting ourselves each fall as the deer seasons approach, and we solicit from viewers and from friends segments and footage, video that they might have, and we get ideas throughout the year. And Mark LaBarbera, my co-executive producer, and Dave Roll, our videographer and editor, work on all this stuff throughout the year. And the real crunch comes in the last month before this week, and especially the last 2 weeks. I have spent almost all of the last 2 weeks up at Dave's place in New Auburn looking at the segments as he edits them and puts them together, and doing other last-minute stuff. It's a lot like, I mean, it's an old comparison that you hear in a lot of things. It's a lot like making sausage. You like the end result, but, you know, if you were sitting over our shoulder and watching us do this, you'd be bored, I think.
Well, and you put out a couple of versions.
We do, yes. We have a hour-long show that's going to air on FanDuel Sports and FanDuel Sports Wisconsin and North, and then a half-hour version for the PBS stations, the State Network and Milwaukee PBS. And those are basically the same, with obviously the shorter one has got less in it. We pull out the segments that are paid for by sponsors, because as you probably know, and many listeners know, public TV, you can't have a pay-for-play.
Yeah.
And so those segments are not in that show, but they're in the FanDuel version, and they will be posted on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin YouTube channel, which it doesn't have the new stuff on it yet, but it will next week.
Well, what's the forecast? I mean, one of the things you will have in both is the forecast for each region of the state. Maybe we could talk a little about the forecast.
Sure. Full disclosure, I get my forecast from the DNR hunting forecast, which is published and available on the DNR website, and we take that information provided by the regional biologists in each of the state's four regions, north, northeast, south, and southwest. And then we condense that because we only have about 6 minutes, or in this case, this year, I think it was down to 4.5 minutes. So we condense that information down to basically a synopsis of the forecast, and that's what we record. So, boy, just in general, we got a lot of deer in this state. Up north, as you know, there are fewer deer, but we've had a couple of mild winters, and bird production has been good. Fawn production's been good up there. In the south and the southwest, the biggest issue, I think, and I get this from DNR biologists, is chronic wasting disease. It is having an impact on the growth of the herd. And there's one segment in both shows that has a, it's kind of a time-lapse look at the state of Wisconsin from 25 years ago when we first found CWD until 2 years ago, and that's the most recent one that they have compiled there. And you see the spread of CWD, which is, you know, started in western Dane County, and now it's pretty much throughout the Southwest with a scattering of positives in throughout the rest of the state. Fortunately, where we hunt so far, no positives, and we do test our deer every year.
Yeah, it's a very dramatic. I had a chance to see that video, that portion of the show that you've got this year, and it's pretty dramatic how that has changed so much. One of the, you know, Sherry sent us an email, and it's a picture of a family of white deer, white-tailed, but they're all white deer, near Jefferson, Wisconsin. And so she says she was able to mark that off her bucket list, really blessed to see this family of white deer. And you have a segment on white deer in the film.
Yes, we do. And in fact, that was put together by our good friend Bob Hazy, who is a very accomplished wildlife photographer. In fact, his still photos frequently appear on the cover of the hunting regulations. And I think it's his photo of a grouse on, yeah, Bob Hazy's grouse is on this year's Wisconsin hunting regulations. He has been photographing white deer in central Wisconsin and up in the Boulder Junction area for, I want to say, decades. He's got some amazing footage and stills of deer of all ages, including a couple of, he thinks they're 8-year-old bucks. I mean, mature bucks with full racks. I see the photo that Sherry sent you, and it looks like what they would call a piebald deer, because yeah, one of them has red on the, hair on the side.
Yeah, it does. It does look that way. The other ones, it's hard to tell if they're all piebald or the other ones might. Probably not albino, but maybe it's possible. But it's pretty cool picture, and you've got some pretty cool video in your own film. You mentioned rules. Is there much in the way of new rules this year, Dan?
The big change, I would say, the biggest change is the restructuring of the deer management units in the north.
Yeah.
So the northern forest and the central forest zones, now instead of counties, the deer hunting zones and the way the permits are distributed, it's a numbered system. The lines are drawn on highways and rivers, kind of like they were back 20-some years ago, following more habitat designations than political boundaries, you know. So in Bayfield County, for example, we're in zone 103, and the number of permits available is different now than it was in past years. So that's something that hunters who don't buy their license until they're driving north should be aware of. Because you're not getting a doe tag for your county now, you're getting it for a specific deer management unit.
And, you know, that makes more sense to me. You agree with that or maybe disagree?
I agree 100%. It always made more sense to me to, to allot the permits according to habitat types. And they're doing that again now. So we'll see how that plays out. I'm sure there are going to be some hunters who will be surprised and probably some who won't be happy. But, that's the case no matter what you do, right?
Dan Small, our guest today, host and producer of the TV show Outdoor Wisconsin and Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. We're talking with him about the deer hunt and about the this year's Wisconsin Deer Hunt 2025 that he produces every year. He's been doing it for a long, long time. Always a fun and interesting program. Questions for him or a comment about the deer hunt, I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 800-642-1234, or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Talking with Dan Small today about Deer Hunt 2025. Again, join in. Questions, give a call, 800-642-1234. Email to talk@WPR.org. One of the features that I enjoyed kind of reviewing again was the Jordan Buck and the Jordan Buck celebration in Danbury. And kind of give folks the background on this, Dan.
Right. The Jordan Buck was the world record for a number of years. It was shot in 1914, that's more than 100 years ago, by Jim Jordan of Danbury, Wisconsin. He shot the buck, dragged it out with a friend. It was huge. It weighed 400 pounds or so, they said. He took the head to a taxidermist. The taxidermist moved out of state, and the rack just disappeared. It was found many years later, and after that measured and scored and it was the world record. Unfortunately, the world record designation came shortly after Jim Jordan died, but the legend continues, and it was the world record until Milo Hansen shot that monster buck in Canada a number of years ago. And because it came from Danbury, the folks in Danbury were looking, thought that a good thing to do would be to celebrate it. So they made this huge statue, which, of course, is much bigger than the Jordan Buck, but it is proportionally the same. So if you've seen those big walleyes and big bass fiberglass statues, this is the Jordan Buck, just on steroids. And it's there in Danbury, and they have this celebration. This was the fourth annual, and they do it every year now. And they draw a small crowd, but they want to let people know that Burnett County and Danbury in particular are the home of the Jordan Buck and also a wonderful place to enjoy Wisconsin's outdoor recreation, whatever sport you're interested in. So we featured that this year, and we had a lot of fun with it.
It is fun. And 400 pounds, I mean, a big deer in Wisconsin, I mean, if I shot a 200-pound deer, that would be a mighty good-sized deer.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, a friend of mine who may be listening, I don't know, Dawn Zielecki, who lives in West Dallas, and she and her husband Dick have a cabin just outside of Iola here in Vernon County. Yesterday morning, she arrowed with her crossbow a buck that they weighed before they field dressed it, 267 pounds, 220 dressed. Yeah, a true monster. And Dick shot one a couple days before, and their nephew shot one. They have venison to fill the freezers this year, for sure.
You know, one of the things I enjoyed also about the video had to do with the deer camp. Deer camps, because I've been involved in one of those for forever. And the Silver Dollar Deer Camp. And the, you know, they're kind of going away. The deer camp, the old deer camps are kind of going away. So it was fun to maybe talk a bit about the Silver Dollar Deer Camp.
Yeah, Dale Pitch and his brother Steve and their friends and relatives still maintain this camp, which I think it was Dale's father who started it more than 100 years ago. It is outside of Cornucopia in Bayfield County, north of where I hunt. And I visited it during the gun season last year and had a chance to talk with Steve and Bill Anderson, one of the longtime members of the club. And they hunt the National Forest, the Shawamigan National Forest. And like many deer camps, they are there for at least a weekend, sometimes 9 days. You cook, you bunk with your buddies, and you get up in the morning and have a big breakfast and go hunt. And you come back, and there's a buck pole where you hang the deer if you get any. And it's a tradition that, as you say, is dying out, really. And we wanted to focus on it this year, mainly because Dale Pitch wrote a book on the Silver Dollar Deer Camp, and so we featured that book. And you know, I reviewed it for Wisconsin Outdoor News last year when it came out. But it was fun visiting the camp, and you know, there are camps scattered around the North Woods, and not only in Wisconsin, but from Minnesota to Maine. I think, you know, most of the states have that kind of place where mostly guys, not always, but guys would get away for whatever length of time they could or for the whole deer season and just kind of kick back and maybe eat bad food and drink more than they should, but go out and hunt deer and just, you know, bond the way men used to do more, I guess.
Yeah, it's an interesting story for sure. One of the stories that I surely wanted to mention again, and this is something you've talked about in past years, and it relates to non-toxic ammo. And it's something for hunters, if they're still using lead ammo, to really consider. Talk about that.
Yeah, in fact, this is a segment that we ran back in 2021. So people who have been watching every year may have seen that. We had Aaron Kindle of the National Wildlife Federation and Chris Parrish of the Non-Lead Initiative and the Peregrine Foundation come to a shooting range in Dane County, North Bristol Gun Club, several years ago, and they demonstrated that lead ammo fragments terribly when it hits an animal. And those fragments can be anywhere in the meat. But on the other hand, non-lead ammo, and for the most part, that is copper, solid copper bullets, it mushrooms, they don't fragment. They might lose just a tiny bit, and it's copper, not lead. And so it's non-toxic ammo. And they make a pretty solid case for shooting non-toxic ammo, which everyone I'm associated with at our camp and on Deer Hunt Wisconsin, we've been doing now for several years, if not longer. And it's not mandated. It's a suggestion. I think the biggest issue with lead fragments in gut piles and in meat is predators like coyotes. Well, coyotes, I don't think they can. They'd have to ingest a lot to get lead poisoning. But it's mainly eagles, raptors. Eagles, red-tailed hawks, and maybe vultures that would eat the gut piles that we leave in the woods. Or if you wound a deer and he gets away, you know, they can ingest that. And it doesn't take much lead to kill a bird. And, you know, there's a lot of evidence of that, whatever people may think of it. It's a fact.
Yeah, it is indeed. I'm trying to remember if you have anything this year on, I know the DNR is pushing pretty hard or publicizing, let's put it this way, of the opportunity if you have a deer or maybe you have a couple of deer and you want to donate, this year in particular is important because of various situations regarding food security.
Yeah, we did not feature it in this year's show. Last year we did. In fact, we took a deer that a young fellow who works for us on our farm shot and took it in, had it checked for CWD, and took the deer to a processor and donated it. And that's something that hunters have been doing here in Wisconsin for 20 years. I think we've donated, oh gosh, I can't remember the numbers. I want to say 100,000 deer and 4 million pounds of venison or something like that. And it is ground and then it's distributed to food pantries. The DNR is encouraging it. I think it's a great idea, especially as you mentioned now that people are, you know, some people are having trouble making ends meet and finding good nutritional food. So, you know, it's a thing that we didn't feature it in this year's show, but maybe we'll do it again next year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I want to go back to you've got a schedule for the programs, and maybe we can do a quick run through or at least talk about how people can find out where they can see Deer Hunt 2025.
Yeah, well, first of all, I do have the whole schedule on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin Facebook page, which is, you go to Facebook and it's Deer Hunt WI, and that will show up there. But the schedule, the basic schedule, and that is the first airing of each, on each broadcast station, FanDuel North will air the show Tuesday, November 11th. That's FanDuel North and Wisconsin. Tuesday, November 11th at 7 p.m., and they'll repeat it for the next several days. Milwaukee PBS then will air it 2 days later, November 13th, at 9 p.m., and that's the regular outdoor Wisconsin time slot.
Yep.
And they have several repeats as well. And then PBS Wisconsin is airing it the following Thursday, the 20th, at 8:30 p.m., because they're not airing the repeats of Outdoor Wisconsin currently, as far as I know. So they've got a special slot for us Thursday, the 20th, at 8:30, and then they're running it again on opening day at 10:30 in the morning. I don't think a lot of hunters are going to be watching it on the 22nd. But, you know, for folks who are not hunters and are wondering, what's all the noise or what is all the fuss about, you know, they can watch it there.
So lots of opportunities, and go to, what is it again, Deer Hunt WI?
Deer Hunt WI on Facebook, yep.
So you also, just in the last minute here, you like people to get in touch with you and share their deer pictures and hunting stories.
We sure do, and in fact, one of the early segments in this year's show features three hunts that happened last month. We have two bow hunters, Mike Strom and Kurt Lentz, who shot big deer, and they had those deer on camera before they got them. And Bart Prawl and his daughter have a nice buck on video that she shot, 14-year-old daughter. Siobhan shot that deer, and we were able to get that into this year's show. I mean, we were scrambling last couple of weeks to put that together. So you can message us on our Facebook page on Deer Hunt WI, or if you find me on Facebook, you can message me and send us a photo or videos that way as well.
Dan, always a pleasure. Good luck to you at this year's Deer Hunt. Appreciate it very much, and I hope we get a chance to talk again soon. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Larry. And hey, get some photos and video at your deer camp. We might put you on next year's show.
Okay. Dan Small, host and producer of the TV show Outdoor Wisconsin and Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Always a pleasure to have him with us. A pleasure to work with the team that I work with. Clara Neipert, Joel Patnon, Lee Rayburn, and Jeff Robbins. Our executive producer is Jill Nanoa. Of course, I'm Larry Mueller, and Thank you so much for listening today, and stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News.